Hello, and welcome to the Argumentation and Debate Podcast. I'm your host, Teresa Schmidt, and I'm here with John Delamore, a New York University alum and award-winning debater. The critique is a valuable part of the negative team's toolbox in a debate. Keep listening to find out how to set one up. So you're on the negative team and you want to use a critique. How do you look for assumptions in the affirmative's plan?
So this is kind of a question of the link, and there are kind of different ways that you can garner links. One is the resolution itself. So presumably if the affirmative reads a plan, it's going to be a topical plan and therefore falls under the resolution and is some type of iteration of that resolution. So at the beginning of the year, you think, what are all the different critiques that link to just the resolution itself, right? So perfect example, the restrictions on greenhouse gas emissions. Things like capitalism link to that because, you know, this type of reformism, right, doesn't really address the underlying consumption practices, which are the kind of key contributors to global warming in the first place, right? So you can find kind of general links to the resolution because every affirmative presumably is going to fall under the resolution in some fashion. Then you can also, you know, tie it to maybe someone's social location. A lot of the performance teams, they focus on kind of who you are as a debater, who you are as a person, you know, what your background is, and so you can get links based off of that, right? And you can get links based on pretty much anything, you know, what people say in round, what people do outside of round, all that type of stuff. So, yeah, you can always get a link to it, okay?
Can your critique take issue with the prompt itself? Like, if a debate prompt is, for example, to pass a restriction on greenhouse gases?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, kind of one of the oldest critiques is the state critique, right? So the idea that the resolution is, you know, the United States federal government or the United States should do something, which is how it is on every single topic year on year. The state critique kind of takes issue with the resolution and the wording of that, saying that we should never kind of advocate our own responsibility to things like global warming or global war, right? We should never advocate them to the state, and we should rather focus on kind of our interpersonal complacency or culpability in those like larger kind of systematic issues.
In a critique, what's like an example of an alternative to,
for example, capitalism in the case of a carbon tax?
So, I mean, there are kind of a few different cap alternatives, right? Kind of the first and most basic one is just reject the affirmative, right? And this kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. If someone says something that's bad, we should reject them, right? They won't say it again. Then there's kind of a more traditional, the proletariat should pick up arms and, you know, go kill some bourgeoisie people, right? So that's another one. Then there's kind of a traditional Marx one, like a historical materialism, which is we should basically look through history, we should kind of stay true to the dialectic nature of the case, in the sense that we should try to understand how we got to the point where global warming is such an issue, because within that dialectic historization, we understand that we're all together in this, builds kind of a class consciousness. So those are kind of the three big ones that everyone reads. But obviously there are so many. I mean, there's boring politics, there's, you start getting into postmodern French theory, you know, like Baudrillard or something. I mean, holy cow, you'd start to lose your mind.
Is the critique necessarily just concerning the plan or the advantages that the AF proposes? Like if they say, well, the advantages of our plan is that China will do whatever the US does.
Yeah, critiques can definitely, and actually good K debaters, they'll actually, in order to increase their specificity, will tie links specifically to the advantages. So for example, this China business that you were talking about, a very, very common critique that people will read when someone reads a China war impact is what's called the Pan critique. Basically says that Western framings of China as being irrational and violent and everything like that are like super, super colonialist and super, super orientalist and are really, really bad, right? So that kind of makes your K sound like it's a little bit more organic to the actual plan, which is the key, because K's will always kind of sound like they're out of left field. However, it's the job of the negative to kind of make it show like, no, 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 this K is like super duper specific to what they're talking about.
And then with the feminist and the racism critique, because I know that usually kind of attacks more the way that language is used in policy formation. Can you explain how that is constructed?
So you're asking more about discourse critiques. So the big discourse critiques are feminism, ableism. Those are big ones. And then a little bit critical race theory. But in terms of setting up a discourse critique, you say a lot of words in debate. We speak very, very quickly. And sometimes our words are not always as politically correct. You know, like, for example, I lost a round because I was asking for the flash drive during prep time. And it was a man and a woman. And I said, hey, can you guys pass me the flash drive? Boom. Lost the round on a discourse K. And they presented it in their last speech, too. So, you know, it was a tough loss.
You also mentioned that some of the ways they could connect it was more through the character of the speaker themselves. So can you explain how you use that as a critique?
Yeah, so this is where critiques have significantly moved. There are not many traditional K-debaters that use Foucault and philosophical arguments to negate what the plan is doing. You have a lot of debaters who are called performance debaters, and while they would not say that they are K-debaters, their arguments are very K-oriented in a sense. Basically, you can have really, really good performance debaters who kind of tie it to not just who you are as a person, whether you're a man, whether you're white, heterosexual, and then tie it into why you're reading the plan. So a really, really easy example is politics are foreclosed to non-white male heterosexual people, right? So, of course, a white male is going to defend policy action because, you know, he'll be a senator one day. He has access to that. So they'll tie that person's social location to why they're doing what they're doing. Those are the very, very successful performance debaters. And so social location is a massive thing in debate right now.
So how do you convince the judge to use the critique as the voting issue?
So basically, there are no rules in policy debate. Right? So you can kind of read anything you want as long as you prove that there's kind of an educational reason. So in the case of going back to this kind of easy state critique, the education there would be, even though the resolution is worded in the way that it is, requiring United States federal government action, instead, that is a bad research question. All the education that we get from that is ultimately violent because it makes us believe that we are unable to do things ourselves, like recycle, to stop things like global warming. Rather, we should just say the resolutional question is wrong, right? Provides bad education, and we should refocus on, you know, the individual in this instance.
These are just a few examples of critiques you can use and how to find links for them. To learn more, talk to your debate coach or do your own research. Stay tuned for the next and final podcast, which covers how to respond to a critique.